CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. My location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina South Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll check in with EchoLink before we move to the RF section. So, all right, starting with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome AMD at Drew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred, along with N4IEI Ira, both there in Traveler's Rest. Then we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Then AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And then KG4PFI, Don, along with KG4QLQ, Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. We'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI, down there in Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome KA3WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont. Then KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And that is it for our pre-net check-in, so let's check in with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. This is Jonathan from Easley, and I will be negative and negative. That is KQ4TGH.
The 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KN4RJN as John N. Brown Summit, and we'll be back to you with some comments. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4TGH. That is Jonathan down there in Easley. Thanks, everybody, for checking in on that EchoLink feature. Now let's move to the RF section, and tonight is Monday night, and that is Echo Through Hotel, E through H. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Perfect tonight, Duncan. Thank you for calling on that, sir.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in County North Carolina, and I will be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
KV. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville and right to Spartanburg, negative and negative, over.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX, one of the net controllers. Patrick down there in Penrose, good to hear you tonight. And then Harry up here in Candler, closer to me, KC4EZN. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Then we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That is Nelson down there, Greenville, on route to Spartanburg. So be careful on the roads out there, Nelson. All right, any other stations, Echo through Hotel. Call KO4JKV.
Please check in, KK4, 8 check to B. Earl and Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4HXB, that is Earl, down there in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in tonight, Earl. All right, let's move to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KJV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, say at 73s for each one of you.
KB, hope you and your family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Duncan, for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that is James, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that is Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Sid. And every Sunday, Sid hosts the net on the Bear Wallow repeater. It's in North Carolina, just about northeast of this repeater. Every Sunday at 8 p.m., that frequency is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. If you get there an hour early, you can do some slow scan TV. They have a net for slow scan TV. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV.
04, check KV. Duncan. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Park us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, along with his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Always good to hear from you, Larry. All right, let's move on to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Bro. Duncan, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both at Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
W4MKH. That's Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel, Marshall, up here east of Columbus. Negative.
KO4HKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73 to you and all the net.
Nice group. Let's welcome KK4. Oscar November Oscar, that's Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, they want to check in their daughter Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Kilo, down there in West Shoals. Always nice to get you in the log, and hope all is well. Next, we'd like to welcome our friend Walt, K4OIM. Walt, down there in Inman, always nice to hear you and get you in the log. And Merry Christmas to you, and hope you're doing well. Then we'd like to welcome W4MKH. That is Marsh, east of Columbus down there. Thanks for checking in tonight, Marsh. Great signal. Next, we'd like to welcome WG4MC, one of our net controllers, Matt, down there in western Greenville County. Hope you're doing well tonight, Matt. And let's see if there's any other stations. Give me just a second here. I lost my train of thought. I have a stink bug flying around me. The stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKP.
Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Lloyd. All right, let's move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
JKV. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Mike 4, Delta, Uniform, KM4, DDU, Tom and Greer, negative and negative.
So please check in, Alpha 5, Mike Bravo, no traffic.
JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR. That is Tom down there in Greer. Good to hear you, Tom. Then we'd like to welcome Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. That is Chris down there in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Then we'd like to welcome KM4DDU. That is Tom down there in Greer. Great signal tonight, Tom. Then we'd like to welcome AA5, Mike Bravo. That's Mike. And I got you on my screen. It says you're in Gaffney. Is that correct?
Gaffney.
And thanks for checking in tonight. Great signal for you as well. A lot of good clear signals tonight. All right, let's move on to... Let's go to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. Through T. All right, scratch that. I have a better plan. Let's go to Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
JKV. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you, and everyone on net.
KO4JKV. Please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Good evening, Duncan. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's KQ4WLB. This is Roger and Travers Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. And they're down there in southern Greenville County. Good to get you all on the log tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That is David down there in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, David. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4WLB. That is Roger down there in Traveler's Rest. And thanks for checking in tonight, Roger. Any other stations, Q through T, call KO4JKP. Last up, let me put my pen on the right line here. Let's give one more call for Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KO4JKP. I think we got everybody in that group. That leaves us with our very patient group tonight. which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome W4DJW, Dave and Greer. That is our net control manager. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Can please check in November 4, Delta, Julia, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N4DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson. Good to get you in the log tonight, Jerry. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. That is Gene down there in Taylor's. Good to get you in the log tonight. Gene, hope you're doing good. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. That might do it for now. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion with periodic stops for any additional check-ins between the RAG2s. And tonight we have one RAG2, and that is our buddy John down there in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. How you doing this evening, Duncan? What's going on in your world?
Just the same, just a little bit of this, and then a little bit of that. But as far as radio goes, 10 meters has been pretty good. I did a CW contact early this morning to a station in Germany with about, I guess, 35-40 watts, and so that was good. It made my day, and haven't really been paying much attention to the skies. Haven't even seen any of these drones people are talking about. So tell us about what's in the sky there.
This is KN4RJN. I don't know about the drones, but we've got the sun's doing a little bit of kicking up, but not as bad as it has been. We've got about a 40% chance tomorrow of a mild to moderate radio blackout, and after that drops down to 30% for the next couple of days. Anything stronger than that, only about a 5%. Meteor showers, of course, are, let's see, am I in the right spot here? Yeah, I am. the Geminids peaked on the, hang on, let me make sure I'm in the right year here, because I jumped up ahead to get to January. I got to make sure I'm in the right year. Yeah, I am. Okay. Yeah, the Geminids peaked on the 13th, but they're active through December 20th. And that particular meteor shower does not come from a comet, but actually comes from an asteroid. And while they're not terribly bright and they're of medium speed and the moon's kind of in the way, they do have been known to produce, you know, fireballs from time to time. So you might want to, if you can still get out in the early morning hours or late evening hours and watch the skies to the east, southeast, south. Actually, I can see them just about anywhere, but they tend to appear to radiate from that position. You might catch one there. And then for January, the Quaternids will peak on January 3rd. Unfortunately, the peak is right in the middle of the day at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. So, and again, these are fairly faint and of medium speed. But again, these come from an asteroid as well, and they have been known to produce some fireballs. So early morning hours on January 3rd or early morning, late evening, January 3rd, or early morning, January 4th, look to the east, southeast, and you might catch the zenith hourly rate at peak is 80. So unfortunately, that occurs around noon. So there might still be a few hanging around, and it's active until January 12th. I mean, it actually begins active on December 28th. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that, see if you can catch a fireball or two. And other than that, sir, I will turn it back to you as soon as I get over here on the right screen. There we go.
RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's good information, and I did hear you and Harry talking a little bit before the net, so I hear you're hearing how you're healing up there. That's good to know. And, yeah, good to hear you on the radio, too. You should be doing some flying sidekicks anytime now. But it's good to hear you're healing well. I had a quick question, and I'm not even thinking I know the answer to this. But a comet, you have comets, asteroids, meteors, meteorites. I assume meteors are just larger than meteorites. Meteorites, just like a tip off a meteor. But a comet and an asteroid, what's the main difference between those?
This is KN4RJN. A comet is a big dirty snowball. It's mostly ice. It's got some rock in it. It leaves a trail. The comet that came by here, a couple of months ago, that everybody was talking about. As it gets closer and closer to the sun, it heats up and starts blowing off vapors off of it, and it leaves a trail. An asteroid is just a big rock. Components of, you know, iron, zinc, various metals, but it's a big chunk of metal floating around out there in space. But it pieces of it will break up. If it's small enough, it'll burn up in the sky, and you get pieces of it, and it'll it'll cause a meteor shower. Meteorite is a meteor is out there, and a meteorite is after it gets into the Earth's atmosphere, and you can start to see it. So. But yeah, a comet is a big dirty snowball, and a meteor is a big honking rock. That's the main difference.
All right, that clears it up. One last question: can an asteroid be bigger than a comet, or are comets always bigger?
This is KN4RJN. It goes back and forth. You can have itty bitty asteroids and great big comets, and you can have itty bitty comets and great big asteroids. There's a bazillion chunks of rock floating around out there in the asteroid field between Mars and the next one out. But just outside the orbit of Mars, there's a whole ring of rocks floating out there, and they range in size from pebbles to school buses, or some of them are big as houses. So it just kind of depends, and they bump into one another every once in a while, and sometimes they break apart, and sometimes they clump together, and something comes along, disturbs them, and sends them our way. Comets generally are we've got short period comets and long period comets, and most of them that we see are long period. They've got such an elongated orbit, they only come around every anywhere from 20 to 100 to thousands of years. And the one that came by here back in, I believe it was in November, and I can't remember the name of the comet, but it won't be back for like, three or 6,000 years, I forget now, but it's a long period comet. Halley's Comet comes around like every 80 years or so, as I recall. So the size is, just depending on how long it's been floating around out there and how many other things it's bumped into along the way. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, KO4JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that clears it up for me. And, yeah, I always thought comets were just naturally bigger than asteroids, but that totally clears it up. And, always good to get the scoop. And good to hear that you're healing up there. Anything else you'd like to add?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I'm almost walking like a normal human being. I figured here in another, couple, 3 months, getting up out of a chair will be a whole lot less painful. But it's getting a little better every day, so I remember from the last one, it took 6-9 months, something like that, before it was, you know, it felt like it did before it ever got arthritis in it. So, yeah, my left hip is, you know, completely pain-free and working fine, and the right one will get that way, but it's, you know, going to take time. But I'm not walking with a walker, and I'm not walking with a cane. I'm not walking real fast, but I am walking, so it is what it is. In any event, we'll send it back to you, sir.
Oh, that sounds good. And, it hasn't been too long ago, and the fact that you're doing it all by yourself, that's good. Do you need any help getting stuff, like, groceries and all that? Do you have all that stuff covered?
This is KN4RG, and oh yeah, I've got a lovely wife that's been taking care of me and doing her thing and running herself ragged, but I've gotten to the point where I can now, you know, stand in front of the sink and do the dishes again. I'm going to try making the bed tomorrow and see if I can shuffle around and get that taken care of and start doing some of the things that I normally do around here. She's got some back issues, and I don't want her, and she just got it back straightened out, so I don't want her to, you know, screw that up. But I can still carry the groceries in from the car and, you know, walk around the house and do things. And now that I'm off the cane, I've got both hands, so I can actually don't have to make 3 or 4 trips to get a cup of coffee and a croissant and my newspaper out, so I can do that all at once. So, you know, it's like I say, it's getting better every day. So. It is what it is. In any event, I'll say 73s to you, Duncan. You have a good evening, and I'll back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
That sounds good, and you heal up there, and we'll see you next time. So I'll break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we're still looking for check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV or Net Control. Duncan, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
So for JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KI4DOS, Gary, one of our net controllers, and he is the keeper of the swap net every Wednesday night. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Good to get you in the log, Gary. Let's see. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Call KO4JKV or net control. I think that about does it. Let's see. Let's do one more shout-out. Have I missed anybody for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV. That does it. Tomorrow night, Ariel will be your net controller. His call sign is NY4G. And he'll be here at 9 o'clock, as we're here every night at 9 o'clock. And we'd love for you to get you checked in and become regulars. And I know there's a lot of new hams out there that are just dying to put that push-to-talk button. We'd like to get you checking in. It is pain-free. And once you do it, you'll never go back. All right, let's see. Stand by for my net report. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Stand by. KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.